how the Christians followed the vizier. The Christians all gave their hearts to him. What indeed is the strength of the conformity of the vulgar? They planted love of him within their breasts. They were regarding him as the vicar of Jesus. He inwardly was the accursed one-eyed Antichrist. O God, do thou answer the cry, what a good helper art thou. O God, there are myriads of snares and baits, and we are as greedy, foodless birds. From moment to moment we are caught in a fresh snare, though we become each one a falcon or a simmer. Every moment thou art delivering us, and again we are going to a snare, O thou who art without want. We are putting corn in this barn. We are losing the corn that has been garnered. After all, do not we consider with intelligent mind that this damage to the corn arises from the deceitfulness of the mouse? Since the mouse has made a hole in our barn, and our barn has been ravaged by its guile.
What's happening here? Do you remember the story we are following? We are following the story of a Jewish king. It means a king of relying on personal effort. Okay? And this king has a vizier which will dig the problem deeper to unroot the newcomers, because you don't like the change, do you? Which one of you likes the change? Of course you like the change in the condition to the better. And by better you mean the serious stuff you could think now. But if the change is for real, what is the first thing to change? Yourself. Yourself should change. But you don't want it. Even when you wish for it, you don't want it. When you want to trade your place, who do you want to trade your place with? No matter whom you're talking about, you don't want really to trade place. You want to have what that fellow has in that place. You don't want to become someone else. You want to remain the same. Because you believe you are what you are now. Remember that. Who are you? First of all, you think that you are your thought. Secondly, you think that you are what you are now. You forget all general you, so many years of you. You are this one frame of that ongoing movie, and you don't like the changes. You want to remain the same. You want everything to remain the same. Every living creature is trying to keep the situation as it is. We call it conservatism. And this is an adjective used for all living creatures. Why? You look at me as if I said nonsense. Why? Ask yourself, why?
Survival?
Exactly, survival. Because every living creature knows that at the end of the day there is only two choices: to die or remain alive. So, and you are alive in this moment, so you want to keep it the same way, because this is the situation which gave you the chance to be alive now, right? So life itself wants to keep this equilibrium, not to change it. And normal understanding of any machine making logic in a living creature will do the same. We call that machine what? Our intelligence. So intelligence dictates that Keep it the same way. Keep it steady. It's working. I'm alive. So let's not move. And this is simple silliness, because nothing exists. Existence is for a short period of time. The biggest recent philosopher, Iranian philosopher, Mullah Sadrak, he claimed that the essence of universe is motion, and essence of the motion is God himself. Everything is moving, and moving motion means elimination of past and bringing up a new thing, changes. It's all about changes, and intelligence somehow doesn't like it. Because intelligence is like a king that succeeded to invade the neighbor country. Now, he will order everybody to be quiet. Nobody should move, nobody should do anything, because this is good, we are the winners. The war is over, something like that. But the life, the essence of life, is that challenge by itself. Right? Here, Rumi said, there is something that happened to all of us, to everyone, that's to fall in the trap, because when you come out of one trap, there is another one, and another one, and another one. How do you live, really? How a living creature lives on the earth? I am that alien, I know nothing, so you are my first chance to know what's going on earth. You tell me, how do living creatures live, really?
The three things that you've always needed to find food, avoid being eaten, and reproduce, I think is how we...
You talk about that food that was very important. What they eat? Another living creature, each other. They eat each other. Life is sucking life from others. Isn't it? Even if you're vegetarian, you're sucking the life from someone else. That's how they live. So life is one. Yes. Eat. Escape being eaten and reproduce. So it's always this. You are going to hunt. You should be aware that some are hunting you in that moment. Because you are the hunter, you are the huntee. That's what it is. This, logically to me, now I'm not the alien, now I'm that six-year-old boy. This is a chance of 50-50. With this kind of chance, nobody could survive. How come there is plenty of you?
You tell me.
Becoming tasteless, nobody eats you? That's not the choice. because it's not only you. Who are you? You are just a little part of a big complex here. And you only know your effort? If you count on your personal effort, like this King Jew, the subject we're talking about, Rumi, this big story, wants to show you that, listen, during all these educations as a master, I will tell you, do this, do that, do that, do that, don't do that, hesitate to do this, think twice for that. These are the orders. But this is not a mechanical stuff or scientific stuff. Here, first of all, we understand that it's not only you, there is something else.